The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a series of false mid-air collision alerts at Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C., near where an American Airlines passenger plane and an Army Black Hawk helicopter crashed head-on last month, killing 67 people. The FAA says several flight crews reported the mystery alerts on their Traffic Collision Avoidance System, or TCAS, Saturday, quote, indicating another aircraft was nearby when no other aircraft were in the area. The warnings happened as the planes were getting ready to land at the airport. Use caution. Multiple arrivals today on final have reported TCAS, RAs, or TAs with unknown targets. There are no known aircraft or helicopter operations between you and the field. Runway 19er cleared to land, one air traffic controller told an approaching flight. The FAA says some pilots chose to abort their landings to be safe in a maneuver called a go-around, similar to the one caught on camera at Chicago's Midway Airport last week when a Southwest Airlines passenger jet had to abort its landing at the last second to avoid hitting a smaller plane on the runway. The Traffic Collision Avoidance System is separate from air traffic control. It searches nearby airspace via radio frequencies from other aircraft and uses them to help pilots navigate. Low altitudes during landing approach can cause problems with the system, and there can be interference in radio signals. But it's not normal for so many planes to get the same false warnings in such a short period of time. Again, the FAA is working to figure out how the false alerts made it to so many pilots in a short span of time.